Stuffing Terra State. Jackson with the ball, sideline inbound. Looking to get to that high post, overthrown, and Howard gets the steal. She'll turn it up the floor for Terra State, running the break. No numbers, so she's going to keep on the attack, loses the dribble for a moment. Turnover, Jackson now on the break the other way. It's Aliyah Davis, and her layup is good, and we're tied at two.
Yeah, good push there by Jackson College, looking to run on any turnover. That's what you got to make them pay for, those live ball turnovers.
8:26 to go in the first quarter, and Terra State with the ball tied at two. Open three-pointer, and that's knocked down. Maya Goodman for Terra State, and they go out to the lead 5-2. Jackson back up the floor, and left wing for Bridgewater. This is the top for Kiki. Drives into the elbow area, passes out, tapped away, but Jackson recovers, keeps it. Davis dribbles back out to the point. Now right wing for Kiki Bugs. Looking for Montgomery down to the corner, and it's knocked away. Another turnover. Terra State running the break up the middle. Open look there. Nice little 10-footer, but missed. Rebounded by Patton, and here come the Jets. They trail 5-2 here early. Slowing down the pace a little bit. It's Davis coming over midcourt. Howard meets her there. Left side, and Bridgewater moves into the lane all the way down and brings that basketball low. Howard has a chance to knock it away for Terra State, but she commits the foul, and that'll be free throws here for Bridgewater.
Yeah, Howard, refreshing right there. The referee called the foul that I actually thought was kind of iffy, and she just kind of patted her chest and said, shook her head yes, like, yep, you
that
got me.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often anymore.
You do not see that very often, indeed. And we get a missed free throw there, 5-2, 7.5 to play in the first quarter.
I like that we get nicknames already. Z Bridgewater, Kiki Bugs.
We have to make up our own. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Two free throws missed. Pat with the rebound. Putback is good. Nice strong putback attempt, and it's 5-4. Jackson trails by just one. Terra State with the basketball now at the top, and that is Kaylee Wilson. Excuse me, Destiny White. Now driving, Howard down low. Gets in deep, but she's not big, Brian, as much as she's a top scorer for Terra State. She's not big. She gets down deep, kind of trapped down there, bailed out with a little foul, and she'll go to the free throw line.
And, Steve, you're right. We don't have heights, but I'm going to call her 5'5", but she's a strong 5'5", and just the way she moves, you can tell she moves with some strength and some speed and agility. Like, she's an athlete out there.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Very confident in her movements. And free throw is good. She hit the pair. 7-4 on the inbound. Good defense there by Destiny White to get in front of the pass receiver. Forced her to travel. And so Jackson turns it over. They trail by three, and Terra State with the ball.
Yeah, I kind of blame the inbounds passer on that one.
Yeah, Olivia Howard misses a three-point shot, rebounded by Jackson coming up the floor. The Jets are zooming, now slowed down a little bit. Kiki Bugs on the wing to the high post for Patton. She'll turn and shoot that jumper off the heel. Montgomery battles for the rebound. Her putback is blocked. Bugs goes to the floor to get the offensive rebound and another chance for the Jets. Quick swing over to Bridgewater. She'll make a move from there. And Z gets tied up, tries to pass it down to Montgomery on the wing, or excuse me, on the baseline. Another turnover, and Terra State coming the other way.
Keep it moving, you stand it. A little too much traffic there from that pass from Davis.
There's a move into the elbow area, a little pivot spin, and didn't make the shot, but another foul. And for Terra State, that's Danae Smith making the move. She'll go to the free throw line. 6:28 to play, first quarter, 7-4. Terra State leads, and at the free throw line, a chance to add to the advantage.
Steve, they got that one on Madison Montgomery, and that was a tough call for her because I thought she was in good position. Hands were straight up, and Danae Smith for Terra State just really took it right into her body. A crafty veteran move, if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Towing that free throw stripe right now. Deep knee bend, shots up, and off the heel. So missed the pair. Jackson rebounds, newly into the game for the Jets. We've got Brooklyn Kurowski, and on a shot attempt there by Montgomery, missed again, and Terra State rebounds. Still 7-4, and We get a whistle.
Got to fix the shot clock. I think it went straight to 15. They didn't get out. Also up for the in the game, Michigan center zone, Casey Shannon. So a little bit more local flavor here.
Yeah, part
Kurowski
of
from Onstead, Shannon, Michigan Center, and Morgan Morris getting ready to check in also from Michigan Center.
Shannon, a member of some very good Michigan Center girl teams. Now on the women's for Jackson, looking to get herself established. She's, I was looking at the numbers. She averages 8.5 a game, so she's doing some decent scoring here early in her career. Jackson trying to work it around, and a knockaway near turnover on the baseline, saved by Bridgewater. Now some substitutions. We get Aaliyah Davis back into the game. And also on the floor, Morgan Morris from Michigan Center. Shannon inbound from the baseline. She has to float it deep for Davis. Davis into the paint. Almost committed a travel. Nice pass away to Shannon. She's making a move. Goes right to work. Floater from the elbow. Takes a shot directly to the grill. Missed the shot attempt. She'll get two for her trouble. That's a tough way to get two free throws with a nice hand right through your mouth.
Yeah, that's one thing. I actually coached Casey and Morgan Morris for a few years in the youth, so I kind of know their games, and that's a strength of Casey's. She will put the ball on the deck, spin, and just kind of fling her body into defenders, kind of that crafty move. And she's kind of good at just taking the fall, too, so it always just looks worse. She'll hit the deck a lot. We'll keep track of that.
Second free throw's through, and Jackson gets off of that 4 points that they were stuck on for a while. 7-5, they cut the lead to 2 with 5:43 to play. Still in our opening set here. Howard working against Shannon. Nice drive and pass out for an open 3. Missed shot, but a good look for Maya Goodman. Rebounded by the Jets, and Shannon running up the sideline. Some contact, no call, but the Jets keep it, and a great pass down to Morris. Missed the shot. That was one of those breaks where the ball didn't touch the floor. Just quick passes and just missed the shot, but really just nice ball movement by the Jets.
Yeah, Kurowski with a beautiful feed down to Morris, and I think Morgan was caught between, didn't know if she was going to have to pump fake or not, and the indecision cost her.
Yeah, 5:18 to play here, and still 7-5. Trading defensive stops a little bit, but it's really missed shots. And again, the ball handler's putting pressure on the Jets' defense, and that's number 10 for Terra State, Destiny White. And she gets a shot up, and she's going to get free throws.
And
Morris
commits
a couple quick ones for her off the bench.
So we're going to say that Morris is averaging a foul every 6 seconds for her playing time at the moment, with two in about 12 seconds. She'll find her way back to the Jackson College bench.
Free throws now, and that one's off the heel. Fourth team foul for the Jets.
Terra State right now 2-for-5 from the line tonight.
Make that 2-for-6 as that one rattles out, but they get the offensive rebound. Keep it down here courtesy of Danae Smith. She clears it out of the lane and out to the wing. A nice drive, just another missed shot at the bucket. That one for Destiny White. And now on the break, Jackson. We get it down. A nice little step over move and finish for Z Bridgewater. Scores it and gets the harm. And a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. And we're tied at 7, Brian.
Z, that is a textbook Euro step and getting the maximum you can get out of it without the travel called.
Yeah. That's good ball control and concentration to finish that one, too.
Did not catch who that foul was on, Steve. Did you happen to catch that?
I don't know if I've seen who one foul's been on the whole game yet, but 8-7 after the make, and Jackson, their first lead, 4:48 to play. Terra State moving the ball. Howard on the right wing. Jab step, now steps back, pulls the three, missed. Long rebound comes out. That's grabbed by Kurowski. Bridgewater bringing it up for the Jets. Setting up the offense. Coming around a screen, Casey Shannon gets it deep in the lane, passes out for Patton, who passes out. And there's a three-point look off the side rim for Aaliyah Davis and rebounded by Terra State. Still 8-7, 4:18 to go in the first. Terra State moving around the perimeter. Now a little drive into the free throw area. Good-looking jump shot good-looking open shot, and it's knocked down by Maya Goodman, and Terra State goes back in front 9-8.
Kind of early on, I like this Maya Goodman's offensive game. Smooth trigger.
Left wing for Casey Shannon here for the Jets. She makes a drive around the middle. Pass out, knocked away. Destiny White's got it. She's going to trigger the break for Terra State. And she let the ball kind of go, and it just ends up going out of bounds off a Jackson Jets player. But it was Jackson should feel fortunate they didn't get a foul call, just running a little contact down there at the end of the play. So Terra State will keep it under the basket here. 3:48 to go in the first. They lead 9-8, and Howard will pass it in.
Nice quick pace to this game so far.
Yeah, inbound and a quick three is misses everything. And on the rebound, Jackson gets it. And on the run, Davis right up the middle and floats it. Aaliyah Davis with the bucket, and Jackson leads now 10-9.
Fearless take to the hoop. Somebody stand there. She didn't really care. She just went right after. Nice little floater. Little teardrop, we'll say.
Now move from the top. Howard passes out. Good open three-point look for White. She misses that. Destiny White's got a few open looks. If those start going down, Jackson might be in trouble. And now the run out. Shannon's got it. It was loose for a moment. Now a triple goes up. And Aaliyah Davis is shooting it out right now. 5 points consecutively for her in a 13-9 lead. We get a timeout on the floor. And that's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds from the broadcast. Jackson leads 13-9 here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson College, Victor Kiewis International Fieldhouse, and the Jackson College Jets hosting Terra State. Titus, I believe, is the mascot for Terra State. And with 3:07 to play in the first, Jackson leads 13-9, coming out of a timeout here for Terra State. Howard bringing up the floor, and it goes through the intended receiver's hands and a turnover collected by Jackson. And red hot right now, Davis gets it down to the elbow and a turnaround jumper for Patton. And she misses it on the rebound. Jackson sticks around, gets a little aggressive, commits a foul. I got to imagine Patton knocks that jumper down a lot and just hasn't gotten it going yet today. But good looks, and I love that elbow jump shot. I just think it's an underrated spot to catch the ball and shoot.
You know, it's funny, there are two camps when it comes to that. I mean, you know, there are some analytics that say nothing but threes and layups, and they're, like Alabama's men's team, for instance, take, I want to hear, 93% of their shots are either layups or threes, and the coach gets angry at them for any mid-range shots. So, but then you have old school, and think of Rip Hamilton and some people that made quite a good living hitting those 15-footers.
Yep.
Young Steve Boyle.
Karl Malone. Yeah, 49 to play here in the first, and it's 13-10 after the first free throw knocked down on the foul. 1-1, and she gets them both to go. Howard off to a good start here in the game. She's got her team back within two. 2:49 to go first quarter, and Jackson coming in. They've got Kiki Bugs on the floor. Aaliyah Davis got the basketball right now. She's got hot a little bit here in the first quarter. Bugs at the high post, makes a move to the basket. Sidestep, jump shot, no good. Rebound, good box out, and rebound there for Kanaya Boyer. Now run up the floor, go Terra State. Another three-point shot, short. Boyer can't get the rebound. Howard swoops through and gets it, puts it off the glass, and ties it up at 13.
I don't know a lot about Terra State. I know they're from Fremont, and I know I would like to play with Olivia Howard because she will find you.
There's a nice steal and a run out. Casey Shannon chases it down and blocks what should have been a gimme layup. Good hustle by Shannon to get back into that play. Really a nice steal there, too, by Janice Lee to get that run out. And just a good job by Shannon to keep it from turning into buckets.
Casey's athletic.
Inbound goes into Boyer. And now a drive, move down the baseline. Howard misses it, and there you saw her height be an issue as Montgomery, the taller Montgomery, went up to get that rebound. And here come the Vikings. The Jets tied 13-13. Shannon on the left wing, puts it on the deck, making a move. Now a step back wide open for three. That was an ankle breaker. Just missed the three-point shot, and it's rebounded by Terra State. We're still tied at 13. There's a three-pointer for Boyer, and that's good. Triple for Terra State, and then after a missed three by the Jets and made three. Terra State's up 16-13.
Steve, that's why I said I'd like to play with Olivia Howard, because she will drive and find you, and she gets a lot of open looks for her teammates.
Davis goes around the screen, pull-up jumper, knocks it down for the Jets. Aaliyah Davis continues her hot shooting, and she brings her team back within one. Just over a minute to play here in our first set.
Davis with 9 of the 15 Jackson College points so far.
Brown slowing it down a little bit. Or excuse me, Howard. Now an open look, and that's Goodman. And you said you like the look of her, Jay, and that one looks good and pretty and nothing but net. And it's a 19-15 lead for Terra State. Shannon running down on the secondary break, and Davis finds her. She gets the shot up. Missed again, but again, Brian, you said hard contact. She goes out there kind of kamikaze and just throws the body around, and she creates, you almost have to commit contact, and she misses the shot. But again, two free throws coming for Casey Shannon.
Steve, like I said, I've seen her enough to know that she just has this crafty way of just throwing her body and just falling and gets the call almost all the time. Very seldom do they not call that.
So that is make. She gets the free throws. 19-17. 47 seconds now in our opening quarter. Terra State with the basketball. It's Olivia Howard. Hands off to Goodman. Now to Boyer. So they work a little weave on the wing. Boyer's going to look to drive. Gets a floater off. Missed. Rebounded by Davis. And she'll look to run with 33 seconds on the clock for the Jets. Down to the elbow. Stops. Pulls up. No good. Hot hand goes away a little bit on that one. Howard right there to rebound and run in the floor for Terra State. Set up the half court. Maybe hold her for one here with 20 seconds. And the shot clock is off. So they can take their time and get the shot they want.
And that's Howard pulling it back out on her own. And you just don't see players do that without coaches yelling. Heady ball player, too.
She's looking for some space now. Drives, passes out. Wide open jumper from the baseline. It's a good look to get at the end of the quarter. Just a missed shot. Shannon rebounds. Wins a one-hander at the bucket. And that looked closer than it should have been for her off-balance shot. 19-17. Terra State leads on the road here. Jets within two. We'll take 60 seconds and come back with the second quarter here in Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Cascades Humane Society is a not-for-profit pet adoption center located on Carmen Drive, south of I-94. CHS also provides services such as low-cost spay and neuter programs that includes vaccines and a pet food pantry to feed pets of those going through financial hardship. Help make this season brighter for pets in Jackson County. Go to chs.org and their Facebook page to make your donation. Brought to you by O'Hara Construction Company, an authorized Newport Building System builder.
Kettlebell Sport and Fitness Center. More than your typical workout. Burn 22 calories per minute. Unbeatable core strength. Supportive community. Competition. Kettlebell Sport and Fitness Center of Spring Arbor offers you more than the typical gym atmosphere. Change your viewpoint. Change your attitude. Change your life. Kettlebell Sport and Fitness Center. More than a workout. It's the more your life has been waiting for. KettlebellHotspot.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson Jets basketball. It's the women to start tonight. We got a doubleheader, the men. Around 7:30 for tip-off on that one. We got 10 minutes on the clock here as we're getting ready for the second quarter. Terra State out to a lead, 19-17 after one. Aaliyah Davis has been the leader for Jackson so far, Brian, and she only averages about 6.2 points per game. She's going to catch that, it would look like.
Yeah, she's past that already.
I couldn't remember if she got past it or not, but she's gotten hot shooting and a lot of cold shooting from just about everyone else, and I think if that writes itself, then Jackson's going to be in good position here when they need to be at the end of this game.
Jackson needs to try to make a little hay here while Howard's out for a moment.
Yeah, Destiny White running the point for Terra State and commit the turnover. Trying to thread the needle down to the block. Jackson with the turnover and running the break. Here's Bridgewater, and she's going to get a blocking foul. Well, the defense too tight on the fast break. Bridgewater pushing the tempo here.
Little zero-on-zero crime there committed. Doing all the high school games we do. We don't get to see number zeros in the high school.
But. Yeah.
Two of them here against each other.
Shannon inbound for Jackson. Gets it to Kiki Bugs and a little floater there off the wrong foot, but good body control and gets that to go. Kiki Bugs ties it up at 19. Shannon pressuring Destiny White full court. Now backs up to set up the defense. And good drive and pass out. Good open look for Boyer. Missed and rebounded by Shannon. She's everywhere on the floor right now. And now she finds her running mate. Out ahead of everyone was Z Bridgewater. And that layup is good.
Bridgewater with a nice little left-handed, good fundamentally sound layup.
21-19 is our score here with 9:04 to play first half. A couple substitutions coming for Tara. And from the top, Tara State with a drive. Gets down deep. Almost a no-look there on the body, kind of twisting, but Chris O'Leary with her first bucket tonight.
That's either a really nice move or a kind of a lucky one. I'm not sure which. We'll let you know.
Good soft touch. And good defense by Goodman on Bridgewater, but a little too aggressive, and we'll get a foul against Goodman, and he's going to go to the bench here. A little early foul trouble.
I like the here we're radio, but we have a scorebook here, and now the Terra State people are coming to check in with us. And I think that's
it's not as far to go to the official. And I think we look a little more welcoming than Walt over here with the official scorebook. Pass out of the high post for Montgomery. She goes to work, gets in deep, and the shot goes off bottom of the backboard, but that's because she was facing some tough contact. And so Montgomery will go to the free throw line for a couple of attempts here. Tied at 21, 8.5 to play in the first half, Brian. So far, really nice back and forth, and neither team really looks to be too dominant over the other, so we could be in for a close one all the way.
Yeah, we said Jackson needs to make a little hay while Howard was out, and they did score two quick baskets, and that was it. Howard's back in. So,
yeah, you don't want to leave her on the bench too long if you don't have to. Montgomery hits the first free throw. Jackson's back in front, and the second one is good, too. Make it 23-21, Jets. Howard bringing it up for Terra State. We're in the middle of the floor. She goes on the drive, gets down deep, off the glass. Good shot. Even with a pretty good defense there, she makes that one, and we're tied again. Leah Davis got it. Drive from Bridgewater. Open look for Kiki Bugs. Oh, it looked good from here. Doesn't go in. So missed three, but a good open look, and rebounded by Terra State. Tied at 23. Right wing for Destiny White. Now to the top for Howard. She looks to the high post. Fake pass, turning out, dropping down to the low block. Good pass, and pretty good job to move yourself to get open, and missed the shot. Rebound, second attempt is no good. Two tries down there for Danae Smith, couldn't make it, but on the third try, she gets it to go. Jackson gets the inbound quickly up the floor. And there's a drive into the elbow and a tie-up for Howard. And Bridgewater went down a little slow to get up here. Looks like she's okay. Yeah.
First, it scared me with a knee. I thought she may have landed a little funny, but she's up on her feet.
Montgomery going to go to the bench. Brooklyn Kurowski back into the game for the Jets. And Bridgewater on inbound from the baseline. Z. Let's make that inbound pass. Coming off the screen. Nobody there. She finds Shannon down the low block. Made pass a little too late. It's knocked away, and now Terra State on the run. Shannon with the little ill-advised reach in, and that'll be a foul against her. 25-23, Terra State leads by 2:07.5 to play in our first half of action.
Steve, we don't keep track of the plus-minus like they do in the NBA, but Olivia Howard's plus-minus right now is at an elite level.
At least it's in the plus column. Pass down into the low block. Now out for a long two-point shot. And that was missed. Another shot attempt for Danae Smith. Now running the break. Bridgewater seems to be able to get out ahead of everybody every time. And this time she finishes at the rim, and we're tied at 25 once again.
You know, some people call that like cherry picking, but I just think that's a skill when you see your teammate gather it, take off. Bridgewater taking advantage, getting two buckets that way.
And now we get a traveling violation against Terra State. A little too quick on the takeoff, turnover, and Jackson will get it back. Davis, who had the high end of the first quarter with the basketball now for the Jets, coming over midcourt, working right side. Now on the drive, and Destiny White catching up on the play, going for the steal. Getting a little bit of a shoulder check in there, and they catch that whistle.
Steve, we talked about last week about, you know, knowing how an official is going to call a game. Right now, if you're reaching, they're blowing the whistle.
Yeah, you got to
start playing with your feet.
Yeah. Try to stay in front of people. Casey Shannon, the inbound here for the Jets from the baseline. High ball on the floor. Nobody open. Has to float it in deep to Kiki Bugs. Bugs over to Davis, and they'll call that out on Terra State on the sideline. Destiny White's aggressive enough at the passing lane. Every minute she's on the floor. And another piece of evidence for that there. Inbound goes to Bugs. Turns a look, and she took a little extra step, moved that pivot foot for a moment. They're on top of that, too. We're tied at 25. Exchanging mistakes right here.
I'm going to give that one to Terra State's coach. He just was in the official's ear telling him that she's traveling when she gets it. He got her that time.
Howard's got it now. Gets a screen to the bucket in deep. Pulled that one up from her hip, but gets it to go, and that's concentration for you right there. 27-25. Howard gives Terra State the lead. They get it right back down to Kurowski. Goes to work. Double teamed on the low block. Good defense. Missed shot, and on the rebound, Bugs comes in and knocks it off of the Terra State player, and so it goes out of bounds, and Jackson will get the basketball under their backboard.
It was a nice little up-and-under move by Kurowski. Just couldn't get finished.
Well, if the help side defense hadn't come over, we don't know what would have happened, because she really did set up that move well.
I'm not sure what this out-of-bounds play is called, but so far it's just been wait for about 4 seconds and then launch it up and hope that they get it.
Everybody kind of goes to the back. There's an inbound to Bugs under the basket. Shot's errant, but she got a good look at it. And now Shannon hangs around after the missed shot, commits the foul. It's two team fouls for the Jets here. They trail by two, 27-25, Terra State with the lead. Howard will take the inbound and bring it up the floor. Also on the floor is Kanea Boyer, Destiny White, and now with the basketball, Shayla Bond. She takes a three-point shot off the side rim. Shannon chases it down. It lets it go out of bounds, and Jackson will take possession.
Well, that's one where you got to learn to just go ahead and grab it so you can add that rebound to your stat line.
Is that you start padding the stats?
Because that bounced a couple times. And if I'm Shannon, I'm grabbing that thing. Put a little dash under the rebounds.
6:04 to play, first half, 27-25 Terra State in front. Jackson with the basketball. And Z Bridgewater brings it over the midcourt area. Picked up there by Howard. It's a screen from Shannon, a knockaway at Terra State on the break. Destiny White running out ahead of everyone. And a nice hustle by Bridgewater to disrupt the shot, but it's still a make, and that puts it out to a four-point lead. White hanging around to try to steal the inbound and commit to foul instead, but nearly got that one, Brian.
Yeah. Destiny kind of White. Yeah.
Remember that movie Above the Rim? That was a Callie Watson used to do that move. So it's 29-25. That foul is going to put Jackson the bonus. So 1-1 free throw trip to the line here for Z Bridgewater.
Both teams right now, a lot of the fouls just kind of silly, reachy fouls. Long way from the basket. Those drive you nuts as a coach.
Yeah, both teams. Bridgewater missed that free throw off the heel. Steps back up to the line for the second attempt. And that one, likewise, is a miss. Rebounded by Terra State. Danae Smith, now we get it out to Howard. She's going to slow it down here.
Bridgewater now 1-for-5 from the line.
Howard makes a drive. You got to close that down. That's now the third time by my count, Brian, that she's made that drive on the right side of the lane. Goes straight to the bucket. 31-25. The Terra State lead. We get a timeout from the Jackson bench. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We'll be right back with more here at Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust your comfort specialists at Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, to keep your heater running right. Whether you have furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a $99 tune-up. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer. Now sing it with me.
It's just a call away. Call 1 hour.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
back in action here with 5.5 to play in the first half of action. Jackson trails 31-25 with the basketball out of the timeout. Bridgewater to the right wing, goes on the attack right away, and an offensive foul. That was a pro acting job from Danae Smith. Not a lot of contact, but took the dive at the right time and got the whistle.
Not trying to be a homer, but I think the referee missed that one. Right now, we'll see if Jackson's D can kind of close these Howard driving lanes.
Gets a screen, and now we get a switch, and Montgomery's on her now. Howard gets it down to the baseline, pump fake, and a little drive baseline, and we get a blocking foul against the Jets. Nice pump fake and move to Nate Smith, trying to get going on the offensive end here.
Yeah, that's going to be Bridgewater's second in the last 8 seconds.
31-25, Jets trail. And Krowski comes off the bench to jump back into the game. And that's going to send Bridgewater to the bench. Like you said, a little early foul trouble here for Z. Inbound goes into the low block. Danae Smith makes a move into the middle of the floor. Missed. Rebounded by Boyer. And there's an open two-point jumper. 15-footer. And that's knocked down by Chris O'Leary. 4:46 to play. It's 33-25. The lead for Terra State. Left wing for Shannon. High post for Montgomery. Looking for Shannon down the back cut. Nothing there. Montgomery makes a move. Good pass across the lane, but Howard saw it coming and a steal right in the break. And there's Smith ahead of everyone. And she stops, puts the layup in, and it's a 10-point advantage now for Terra State. 35-25, Jackson.
Yeah, Howard's just taking this game over both scoring and passing.
There's a drive by Davis. Thought she got fouled and just looks like a turnover with no whistle up the floor. Now a deep triple, misses everything. And that missed shot, Shayla Bond. She wanted it. You got to want it to take that NBA distance three
now,
on the break.
I don't know Shayla Bond personally and know her strength, but when you try a step back three from 28 feet, that came up well short.
Yeah.
She might have overestimated where she was on the floor.
35-25. Jets trail with the ball. There's a move by Bugs all the way to the bucket. Gets it to go. .8 points a game for Kiki Bugs, and she gets that one to go. Yeah, Bugs with that basket on the offensive end for the Jets. Now on the defensive end, they try to stop Howard, who makes a move to the basket, reverse pivots. A rare miscue on a pass for her there, but they save it, get it back to her. She nearly knocks down the triple. Rebounded by Shannon. She looks to run the break for the Jets the other way. 3:22 to play. She's on the break. Karowski running with her. Shot no good. Montgomery down there battling on the block. Tries to get that rebound. It's knocked out. Jackson will keep it on their end of the floor. Good box out by Madison Montgomery.
Yeah, I thought Karowski was going to make that one. Kind of hung on the rim. Just off.
3:16 on our clock. Jackson has cut the lead back to 8, 35-27. They've got the ball, and they can cut it a little closer. Shannon will inbound here. Michigan Center alum, like both of us. She gets it into Bugs on the cut. Shot's no good, but Karowski there for the rebound, and Jackson will keep possession. Shannon goes down to Montgomery, and a good knockaway by Destiny White. She's in the passing lanes everywhere. Howard's got it now for the Terra State team. On the drive, passes out, and the pass a little low. And it goes out of bounds. Still got to catch that one if you're Denise Lee, if you want to get the shot from over there.
Yeah, man, Howard just does such a good job of even just changing speeds and going from lulling you to sleep and then a quick first step.
Jackson with the ball, Bugs on the wing, gets a screen from Kurowski, pulls up the 15-footer. Too long, rebound Howard. She'll look to run up the right sideline. Now into the middle of the floor. Good feed down to Lee in the bucket. That's just good. That's good court vision to see that you had that passing lane. Denise Lee, or excuse me, Boyer with the make on that.
I'm ready to just enroll at Terra State. I can be a scorer with Howard getting me the ball.
And there was a move by Karowski. Lost it on the way, though, and Howard right there. She's running with Denise White, and White will get that to go. Destiny White, excuse me, and she makes that layup. And it's 39-27, largest lead of the game for Terra State. 2:15 to play. Quick pull-up three-pointer by Davis, and that's a miss. Terra State rebounds.
That one might get a timeout from Coach Heather Brown.
Ill-advised early in the shot clock. 2:05 to play. Howard's got it right wing for Terra State. And now we're going to get a whistle down to the low block away from the ball. A position battle, and that's going to go against Terra State. And I think they got Chris O'Leary on that one.
Be O'Leary second. I have to laugh. A Terra State girl's coming in, and the person she's coming in for said, well, I'm not sure. I don't know if I have 24 or 33.
So now we got full time out on the court. Let's take 60 seconds here at the broadcast. 2:01 to play in the first half when we come back on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Jackson inbounds it and up the floor quickly. Aaliyah Davis looking to pass it down. Another turnover for Jackson. Now coming the other way is Destiny White. She gets deep. She'll finish that. Starting to come real easy offensively for Terra State right now. 41-27. Jackson has not put up. What was our score after one?
19-17.
Yeah, so only 8 points here in the second quarter for Jackson. Montgomery gets down deep, misses the shot, gets her own rebound. Missed the putback, but she'll get whistled. She's 2 for 2 from the line so far, and chance to add to that.
Yeah, Maddie Montgomery, one of the holdovers from the team that we did a game, yeah. Was a year and a half ago. And we know she's capable of that. She has a nice, strong build, and she uses it well around the basket, draws a lot of fouls.
Putting in the work down there on the block.
And 3 for 3 from the line as well.
Little Pistons matcher of going to work, employing that down low. The next free throw is short after you announce her jinxer. Rebounded by Terra State. Destiny White up the floor, and now we got a whistle. Minute 29.
Shot clock.
I don't know what the officials are.
A little shot clock discussion.
I'm going to update the shot clock. Five seconds or something.
I kind of had to let the Terra State bench know they've been coming over looking at our unofficial scorebook. Yeah. I don't want to. I've been known to make a mistake and miss a foul here or there. So
all of our results are unofficial. You know, our stats.
I think your and I's lives are just kind of unofficial.
41-28, Terra State leads with the ball. Destiny White, about minute 23 to play in the first half. She gets in deep and puts that one up, and Destiny White's gone on a little scoring streak here. Jackson trails 28-43 with a minute 14 to play in the half. And White, again in the passing lane, gets a knock away, and as Bugs goes to try and recover it, it hits the sideline and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Destiny White on a little personal 6-0 run here. 8 points in the second quarter for Destiny and getting her hands on a lot of basketballs on the defensive end as well.
Bridgewater back in for Jackson. Howard has the ball for Terra State right now with a 15-point lead. Howard crossover on Bridgewater, passes it up. And now at the top, that was Bond. Fakes it. Howard's got it back. She's getting a screen. Makes a move behind the back dribble. And what a pass for an open three-pointer. White knocks it down. Pretty move by Howard. She set up that whole thing. You've got to sag off those shooters to stop her drive. And she's finding the open shooters every time.
Yeah.
High post for Montgomery. She finds an open shooter. It's Kiki Bugs. Three-pointer is off and rebounded by Terrace State. 30 seconds. 46-28 is the lead. Howard's going to slow it down again. About a three-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Howard directing traffic here. 13 seconds for Terrace State. Eight on the shot clock. Howard gets down deep off the glass and score it. She's been able to get down to that spot just about whenever she wants. 3 seconds left. Bridgewater brings it up, loses it, and the buzzer will stop. Jackson won't get a shot off, and they'll go into the halftime trailing by 20. 48-28, and that second quarter was all Terrace State, Brian.
Yeah, all Terrace State and all Olivia Howard and Destiny White. Between Destiny's shooting and Howard's just taking it to the hoop and finding Destiny.
Yeah, the two of them were really combining for a lot of buckets, just making it hard to defend Terrace State out there. So we'll take a halftime break here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, the opening of our coverage of Jackson Jets basketball, the women here first. And if you'll stick around, we'll do the men's game later on.
We'll do it even if they don't stick around.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it. You might as well stick around.
Stick around, hear some Steve Boyle talk. I'd pay to hear that.
Good quality basketball out here at Jackson College in the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse. And it's just good to get back out here, Brian. And, you know, we're getting kind of just started on the basketball season. We've got a couple of the high school basketball games under our belt now. And it was fun to get out to Albion College last night. See the Vikings take on the Hanover Horton Comets. That's a matchup that doesn't happen frequently on the schedule, so it was good to be there for the Carl E. Lee first memorial Carl E. Lee tournament there, or invitational. And Jackson won that, got a cool trophy. And I had not been out on the campus of Albion College much ever, so it was cool to be in that old arena built back in like 1925 at the Kresge Gymnasium. So, yeah, that was cool to be out there. Great to be back here at the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse for some college basketball, Jackson College. And we're at the halftime here, 48-28. The visiting Terrace State team out to a big lead. And Jackson's going to have to do some things differently in the second half. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back and talk about what that needs to be. So, 48-28, back in 3 minutes. On Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respected state or county.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
We're still facing COVID-19, and now it's flu season. Why not face them together? You can get your COVID-19 vaccine and your flu vaccine at the same time. Just ask your doctor. You'll save time, and you could save lives. People 65 and older and those with underlying health conditions are especially at risk. Let's face COVID-19 and the flu together, Michigan. Get vaccinated. Learn more at michigan.gov/flu. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Come one, come all to ABC Academy. It's the best daycare there is. ABC has many different rooms from pool corner to youth group. And we have many different ages, from babies to toddlers, bigger kids too. We can do everything for your child, like changing diapers, feeding, reading books, even helping them nap. ABC is the best place to be.
ABC Academy, now enrolling at all six locations. Lansing Avenue, Lawrence Avenue, Jackson College Campus, Concord Elementary, Hunt Elementary, and Dibble Elementary. Infant care, preschool, GSRP, and school age programs. Learn more at abcacademyjackson.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes tonight at Victor Cuis Fieldhouse, Jackson College Jets basketball. And the women's game here at the half. And Jackson trails by 20. And it was really all second quarter there. It was a 19-17 Terra State lead after one. And at the half, it's 48-28. Jackson only managed 11 points there in the second quarter to 29 for Terra State. It was a tough quarter there. And it really was penetration coming from Howard. And she was able to then either score herself or get it to somebody who was wide open. And they got probably... I mean, they knocked down a few of them, but they had a lot of open three-point looks that if those go in, it's even worse on the scoreboard for the Jets.
Yeah. You know, the 11 points in a quarter, although low, you can maybe get by with that if it's a defensive battle, but you cannot get by giving up 29 points in a quarter. That's going to lose you a lot of ball games. So that's too many points in the second quarter.
And part of the reason that Jackson's scoring was poor, I mean, yes, Terra State's playing aggressive on the ball defense, and Howard and White both are really good at playing in those passing lanes and getting steals, but it's really just been maybe a little errant passing by Jackson that's leading to those turnovers and getting fast break points the other way, not giving them a chance to really set up their defense, but not getting good looks. As a case, they were able to get a few open looks, and they're not knocking those down either, but Jackson just needs to be a little more patient on the offense and not try to thread the needle so much and just go with the, you know, if it's not there, pass it around a little bit.
Yeah, that combination of, and most of the turnovers that Jackson are doing are what we call live ball turnovers, and they're leading to layups. You know, they're not throwing them into the stands or out of bounds.
Right.
They're throwing them to the Terra State players, and Terra State taking full advantage and getting a lot of run-out baskets on those.
Yeah, Terra State really fully looks like they're just ready to run. They love to run, and that's what they're doing. So, yeah, just turnovers. They got to slow that down in the second half and also figure out how to shut down those driving lanes for Olivia Howard, who's just been going where she wants almost all the time.
Yeah, once in a while you run into special players where I don't care if you're Dean Smith, Coach K, you know, you've named the coach. Sometimes you just don't have the X's and O's to stop a great player like Olivia Howard is a great player on this level.
Yeah, she's had a great game thus far, and let's run down the numbers a little bit here, Brian, at least unofficially what we have.
Okay, well, let's start with Jackson. We have Zee Bridgewater with 7, Aliyah Davis with 9, Casey Shannon 3-for-4 from the line for 3 points, Kiki Bugs with 4, Jada Patton with an early deuce stuck on 2 still for a long time, Maddie Montgomery with 3 free throws as well, 3-for-4 as well for Jackson College.
All right. Yeah, you know, Patton was MIA a little bit there in the second quarter. We didn't see her come out a lot, so I imagine we'll see a little bigger dose of her in the second half. She averages almost 9 points on the season so far, and she's also a decent rebounder, about 4.3 a game, too, so we'll look to see more from her as far as that goes. How about for Terra State?
For Terra State, they have Destiny White with 11 all of them coming in the second quarter. Maya Goodman with 8, Danae Smith 4, Olivia Howard, our superstar, with 16 points to go with, and unofficially 8 assists, but again, unofficial. Chris O'Leary with 4, Kanaya Boyer with 2, and Janice Lee with 3.
Yeah, and they've really moved the ball around well. But like you said, Howard doing it with 16 and 8. She does average. No, I didn't have her numbers. But, you know, she's clearly just a very nice player. The coach called it out for us before the game, and you got to find a way to bottle her up a little bit. And I don't know exactly how you do it, but hopefully Coach Heather Brown has a game plan.
I know this. If you tell me, hey, she's averaging 16 and 8, I say, oh, that's a nice player when you do that in the first half.
Right.
That's a very nice half.
Yeah, she was the sub player on the floor, and the problem is that if you focus too much on her, then you've got the Destiny White out there, and we saw that Maya Goodman's got some game too. She had 8 points in the first half. So, you know, you can't fully focus on what Howard does because she's not their only weapon.
Yeah, and if I'm being frank, I just don't think Jackson College has anybody that's quick enough to just keep her in front without help.
Yeah.
And so when you bring the help, that's when, like you said, she's just going to kick it. And Tara State's just had a lot of wide open threes. And I just don't, outside of playing a zone, I'm not sure man-to-man how you bottle her up and keep her from delivering. You get a willing passer like that that can drive like she can and finish like she can, you're in trouble.
Yeah, she's a threat, and she hasn't knocked out a bunch, but I'm getting a sense that she's probably a pretty good three-point shooter too, so you can't sag off her too far either. But by the way, if you're going to be Frank, can I still be Steve? Let's take another 3-minute break here on the half, and we'll come back and get the second half started. Jackson trails at home against Terra State 48-28 on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Ready to get back on the road with a new or used vehicle? AeroQuip Credit Union offers auto loans to drive you into 2022 with the vehicle that's right for you. Right now, with an auto loan from AeroQuip Credit Union, you can buy or refinance with rates as low as 2.99% annual percentage rate. Rates effective until December 31st, 2021. All loans subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See a loan officer for complete details. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. To learn more, call the Plymouth Street location at 789 2890. That's 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. That's 789-2886. Or apply online at loans.itsme247.com/144. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Visit Aeroquip Credit Union online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the halftime festivities wrap up here. There's really no festivities, Brian, just some warm-up shots. We did get a couple dunks in from the men's teams warming up, as they'll be taken to the floor around 7:30 after this one gets wrapped up. But we got a whole half to play, and Jackson's got a lot of work to do coming back from a 20-point deficit. And so I'd be interested to see the game plan from Coach Heather Brown and her assistants, Gabriel Hope Thielen.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked before we went on break about possibly going to a zone or something, but the problem with that is, you know, when you're down 20, it's hard to just let somebody just take the shot clock all the way down to, and with the capable shooting of Terra State, too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the zone's the answer either.
Yeah, and unless you're playing very aggressively, you know, in that Syracuse kind of vein where you're just mobbing them, you know, you're not just sitting back and guarding the lane. You got to be out there guarding all the shooters all the time. And I don't know that that's even that more much more effective than than man-to-man at that point for what we're talking about stopping.
Right. And I'm not sure Jackson High has that Syracuse length to, to play that kind of zone. Yeah. I said Jackson High, too. I think you met Jackson College, of course.
Right. If I did, I did. Yeah.
Whatever I did.
Yeah.
Oh, Goodman. That was me.
At Terra State, we're underway here. There's a three-point look for Smith. Missed. And rebounded by Terra State. Put back for Bond, and she gets that one to go. And make it a 22-point lead to start here in the second half.
Shayla Bond, the only player from Terra State from Michigan, went to Ypsilanti High.
There you go. Bugs has it at the top for Jackson. She drives from there into the elbow. Double teamed and knocked away and running the break. Howard out ahead of everyone. And now a mishandled dribble by Smith. She gets it back, and Bridgewater, very aggressive, looking for the tie-up, and looks like we can get a reaching foul against her instead.
And that's the look of a fouler that we sometimes see. The look of disbelief or no way.
Yeah.
Did not touch them. Never works, though. The refs never take the foul away.
50-28, Terra State with a hoop with the basketball here. Their end. Howard on the left wing. And she makes a move back into the basket, passes out, and Bond has to pass up a shot. Give away a little drive, and Goodman finds room for the three, and that's down.
We talked about her stroke in the first half, and it didn't cool down any. Nice looking shot.
Didn't need a lot of room to get that off either. On the offensive end, Jackson gets it to Patton, and she missed her shot, but gets her the rebound and puts it back. So Patton getting some minutes here early, and at least getting one bucket to go. Cuts the lead to 53-30. 8.5 to play in the third. Terra with the ball. Left wing, Howard takes a little space, pulls up a three, missed it, rebounded by Montgomery. Jackson's going to get a possession there where they don't give up points, and now Patton running the floor, gets down low, and a nice job on the concentration down near the bucket, and she gets that one in, and it's 53-32.
It's been Jackson's best success is getting out and running and trying to get layups before Terra State gets set up.
Howard gets a screen into the lane, gets down low, puts a shot up, missed, but they're going to call blocking foul against Jackson. And now, in that case, I thought they played decent defense and made that shot have to be tough. And if I'm officiating, I probably don't blow the whistle on that one because they were just holding their spots.
Yeah, that's just one of those ones where I guess when there's contact, you feel like somebody's to blame.
It's got
to
be. Yeah. No, I understand why they whistled it. And she gets that free throw to go, and the second one coming.
Yeah, I know we've been kind of gushing over Olivia Howard's game and halftime talking to the coaching staff. Said there was a few D1 schools, Robert Morris amongst others, still looking at her, and I believe it.
Oh, yeah. And on that one, Bugs gets it down to Patton. She misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and the putback there. And so Patton with six here early in the second half and cuts the lead back down to 20, 7:40 to play in the third quarter. And that looks like Jackson's going to make it a point to get it to Jada Patton down there. And so far, it's paying off.
Yeah, Patton strong underneath.
Davis has it now for Jackson. High post for Patton. She turns and looks, goes to the bucket. Into the air, missed shots. Loose. Patton looking to get her own rebound again. It's knocked away. Last touch, Tara State. So Patton, even if she's not making the shot, is staying with it, and she's been able to get offensive rebounds here on these last three possessions or so.
Yeah, here we're a little shy of 3 minutes to, that's gone through the second half, and Patton just been relentless.
Inbound, and Davis gets a look at it for a three, and I think Howard got a piece of that. And on the rebound, Casey Shannon got it, but it's tied up, and possession arrow is going to stay with Jackson on the jump ball.
And again, Jackson taking the ball under their own hoop. This is a lot of times where you get easy buckets and just kind of struggling. Tara State playing good defense.
And here comes an inbound from Shannon under the basket. Finds Patton on the cut and pass a little too out to handle. And on the turnover, Goodman runs the floor. Howard with her, and there's a layup. Really, it was a good pass by Shannon to Patton, making a nice move to the bucket. Just couldn't get the catch and the finish. But a nice drive by Patton. Has her shot blocked, and we get a blocking foul against Tara State. And I got to imagine Goodman, who tried to take the charge, is just below that circle down there. And so it's a blocking foul. And Patton will go to the free throw line.
Possibly more important, that's Goodman's third as well. You know, Goodman, I'll give her credit. She wanted to take it, and Patton coming at you full speed isn't a nice thing to be staring at, but Patton's so strong.
She hits the free throw. Yeah, Jada Patton listed at 5'11", and it just, yeah, you get a strong build, Brian. You can... And really coming out and playing under control here in the second half, too. Offensive rebound for Boggs and Kiki. They put that one back. So on the missed free throw, Jackson makes the most of it. Now they cut the lead to 19. They got to get stops here, too, to go with these points. 6:44 to play in the third. Howard comes down, crosses over, passes back. There's a momentary look at a three for Goodman. Doesn't take it. Bonds got it. Now back to Goodman on the right wing. And Howard at the top for the reset. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Howard crossover move against Davis. Now reverse pivot, turns and floats in the lane. And so pretty good defense by Davis. Howard still finds a way to score it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you do, Steve. We said, how are you going to stop her? I'm at a loss.
Bugs on the right wing. Makes a drive. Gets down deep. Knocked off balance. Gets the shot up. Can't hit it, but draws the foul. And free throws coming for Kiki Bugs.
Boy, Goodman picked up her fourth. And took a Kiki Bugs knee right to the thigh.
In that Charlie Horse area.
Yeah, it is Charlie Horse area.
6:13 to play here in the third as Goodman comes out with, I think that's her fourth foul. Bugs at the free throw line, and that's a miss.
Yeah, right now Jackson 8 for 16, so just shooting 50% from the line.
Another attempt there, rattles in and out. Battle for the rebound, Morris down there working. And out of bounds, last touch, Jets. Tara State will get that one. But battling for the rebound in there was Morgan Morris, Michigan Center grad and current Jackson College Jet. Howard brings it up for Tara State. Works to the right side, hands off. Coming around is Bond. Now to the top for Destiny White back into the game. Left wing for Chris O'Leary. And now a pass from the top down to cutting Howard. Gets out to O'Leary. Knocks down the jumper from the elbow. And another good feed for Olivia Howard.
You know, we'll have to give the Terra State teammates some credit, too. They're ready to knock down jumpers, and they are knocking them down.
Nice pass out to Maddie Montgomery, and she does a cool dream shake a la Hakeem Olajuwon for a lefty layup and 60-39. Jackson keeping pace, but they got to, like we said, Brian, they got to start getting stops to go with these buckets. Oh, down, man, by 21.
I'm kind of hungry. When I heard you say dream shake, I said like cream shake, and it sounded good to me. But yeah, dream shake, too.
Howard with the ball now to White on the wing. Gets a screen from Howard into the lane. Double team steps through the defense. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Montgomery. Gets it out to Morris. Now to Davis. Jets up the floor. Right wing for Bugs. Pump fakes the three. Now on the drive. Gets on to the baseline. And get a foul there. And that's going to go against Bond. 13 foul for Terra State. Patton back onto the floor for Jackson after a breather. Jets ball. Shannon on the baseline to inbound, under 5 minutes to go here in the third. Inbound goes to Montgomery on the cut. Shannon finds her, missed shot, but rebounded by Shannon. Kind of a knockaway there on Montgomery's shot attempt. Davis to Shannon, left wing, open for three. She fires short, and Howard down there boxing out and gets that rebound.
I was kind of hoping I could spot a weakness in Howard's game, but if you see one, you let me know.
I'm on the lookout, but so far, nothing to find. Tattoo game strong, too. She's got like a shark mouth around her kneecap. It's kind of cool. She's into the elbow area behind the back. Dribble goes off her foot. It's loose, and Howard dives on it in the middle of three Jets players, and we get a jump ball call.
What kind of fight you like to see from Jackson girls? Three bodies hitting the ground.
4:21 to go here in the third quarter. 60-39 our score. Jackson trails. Terra State with the ball out of the tie-up, and then a move. Layup attempt missed. Patton grabs the rebound. Strong rebound there, and she puts it on the deck up the floor. Slows it out, gets it away to Davis to run the play here. Davis from the point. Left side for Shannon. Goes to a back cut to Montgomery. Nice feed by Casey Shannon and a nice finish by Madison Montgomery. And the offense for the Jets flowing much more smoothly here in the second half. They just have to make up a lot of points with under 4 minutes to play here in the third. They trail by 19.
Yeah, you feel like they're playing a little better this quarter, but yet the lead stays at 19.
Destiny White slowing things down here. 14 seconds on the shot clock as the Terra State team moves around. White goes against Morris here. Crossover. Now coming to the right side. Howard. Deep triple. And goes off the backboard. There's her weakness, Brian. She didn't call the bank on that.
No, Steve. I'm pretty sure I heard her yell glass as she was.
They get it to Montgomery in the corner. Pump fakes and drives against Howard. And Howard gets whistled for the foul, even though she's the one who hit the deck. So 63-41, 3:21 to go third quarter. Jackson trails with a basketball. Casey Shannon will inbound from the baseline.
It's tough when you're trying to mount a comeback and the opposing team banks in a three. That's always frustrating.
Shannon inbounds deep to Patton at the elbow. She'll pull that jumper. No. Off the heel up high. Howard rebounds. And Terra State with the basketball. Howard taking her time.
Now you have me fixated on the shark tattoo.
Makes me think of spring break in Florida.
Sure.
There's a drive and nice reach. Quick hands there by Jada Patton. Looked like it went off the Terra State player. She wanted it, but they keep it down on this end of the floor. Terra State will inbound Destiny White from the sideline.
As strong as Jada Patton looks, if she told me it was their ball, I'd say, you're right, ma'am, and I'd give her the ball.
With just a second on the shot clock, inbound to Howard, and she flings it. Almost hit the shot clock, but not in danger of going in, and so a turnover here. 2:46 to play in the third. Jackson down by 22 with the ball. Aaliyah Davis bringing up the floor. Working against Destiny White. Now trying to find Patton on the low block, and a tough pass. Intercepted, and Terra State comes back the other way after the turnover. And really, that's been something Jackson's done a lot better here in the second half, Brian, not turning it over. In that case, the turnover leads to a deep two-point jump shot, and we're going to get a foul on the floor, and I think it's going to go against Jackson. They get that against Montgomery.
No, I think that's Terra State. Kania Boyer getting... Oh, you're right.
Oh, Montgomery. Terra State's keeping it here.
Yeah, you're right.
They look to flash it inbounds, and it's going to go into the backcourt, which is still okay. And they chase it down. Kania Boyer gets it. Howard now with the basketball to bring it up to set the offense for Terra State. Driving against Davis, gets passed, and Davis will get a tie up. I was looking for steps on that one, honestly, Brian. But that's kind of that Euro step, right. Sidestep, so a lot of times you'll get away with it. But it looked like one extra to me. Nevertheless, the turnover happens, and Jackson's got it.
It's funny, that Euro step, that'd been traveling back in our day.
Oh, yeah. Pump fake for Montgomery from the free throw line. Gets into the lane, and they're saying no shot. Just get fouled on the floor. Montgomery's been more aggressive. Montgomery and Patton both, the two bigs for Jackson, have really been more aggressive in the second half, and it's led to some more buckets. And again, if they hadn't been trailing by such a large amount at the half, this could be a tight game. It's just that real bad second quarter for Jackson.
Yeah, that was a nice little shot fake there by Montgomery. And any of our loyal listeners know how much you and I appreciate a good shot fake.
Oh, yeah. Montgomery. Is that kind of a quick mechanics on the free throw, which he gets a ton of rotation. And, you know, make that short motion and very repeatable. Kind of reminds me of, like, Mark Price, who just had that great free throw stroke and was one of the all-time greats. Left-handed Mark Price, Maddie Montgomery.
All right, for those of you that had over 0.5 in the Mark Price references, you just won.
See if I can work another one in later. 1:44 to play third. Howard floats it over to White, who passes across court. She had an open player, and now the pass is going to go to the backcourt, and Davis trying to chase it down, get a fast break for her team. Howard chases with her, and they go to the floor here, and it's going to end up being a jump ball, in which case, I mean, I understand the hustle from Davis. If she lets it go, it's a backcourt violation, right. And they just get the ball. Now, instead, Terra State keeps it.
You're right. I was thinking the same thing. You know, good hustle by Davis, but you got to understand when somebody's right there, just let them touch it.
Minute 31 to play. We're still here in the third quarter. 63-43 is our score. And Jackson has played much better in the second half, but still at that 20-point deficit that we had at halftime.
So I guess my question is, have they played much better than Steve?
They played better than they were playing when they got behind.
That's true.
But they're not playing better than Terra State. Yeah.
They've looked better. They've cut down on the turnovers. You are correct.
But defensively, Howard hasn't had her way as much as she's wanted here in the third either. She hasn't had a bad quarter, but
yep.
Now they get it to her deep right wing. She looks to get into the lane. Spin move. Floater off the backboard. No good. Montgomery there to seize that rebound. And Howard down in the backcourt. And she's not jumping up. So as play continues on the offensive end, Howard's still down here on the defensive end or the offensive end for Terra State. And she's, it looks like an ankle maybe, but not taking any chances by trying to jump up. That's a bad time for Terra State. 57.6 to play third quarter. 63-45 our score as Jackson scored on the other end. We're going to see what happens here.
This might be a little prolonged. I don't know if we want to take a break here.
I don't know. She'll jump up.
Okay.
Coming off under her own power, but gingerly. And with a 18-point lead, you're not going to rush to get her back in. You want to let that ankle heal if you can. So we'll see. So the trainer helps her off the floor. And so with 57.6 to play here in the third, 63-45. And we'll get Crystal Larry checking back into the game for Terra State.
I feel like in the referee crew, we have a couple celebrity doppelgangers. I see Peter Boyle.
Yep.
And John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
You have to get a look from the front anyway.
All right. No, I see it for sure. I get it.
So those are over the references of Peter Boyle and John Lithgow, too.
Yeah. 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. Terre State with the ball as Howard gets treatment on her ankle. High post for Boyer. She turns and shoots from the elbow. That's missed. Long rebound, and Terre State's going to keep it. O'Leary gets it. And now she makes an errant pass. Casey Shannon's got it on the break. No numbers. She's going to go in all the way anyway and forces it up. And it's missed. And no contact. I think she was expecting to get contact, but it looked like she just kind of went down because she was
kind of
off balance.
Yeah, kind of the salt in the wound, too. It came down and bopped her in the head, too, so while she was laying out of bounds. So,
18 seconds here in the third. 63-45. Terre State leads with the basketball. And that is Danae Smith looking to get to Destiny White, who comes to get it. 7 seconds. Shot clock is off. White working around, crossover in the lane, down to the bucket, off the glass. Good work to get down low and miss the shot, but she'll get a couple free throws.
And I tell you, Destiny White is just slithery. You know, she takes it to the hoop, and she kind of just slides around and avoids charges and draws contact, which you can't ask to do it any better than that.
9/10 of a second remains, 63-45. And White could push this back out to a 20-point lead, and she missed that free throw.
I guess we'll call that a flaw to her game because she doesn't have many either, but she is right now 0-for-3. I don't know if this will be a reverse jinx and she makes this one because I said that. Or I don't know how that works.
We'll see. If she makes it, yeah, reverse jinx.
Reverse.
Good job. Inbound, and a heave from three-quarters court is going to come well short. And so after three quarters, 64-45 is our score. 64-45. And let's go ahead and take a 60-second commercial break. We got the fourth quarter coming up, and hang in there because following this we'll have the men's contest between Terre State and Jackson College here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers!
Hi, I'm Chrissy Siders, President and CEO at True Community Credit Union. We hope the holidays bring you joy, peace, love, and good health. May 2022 be a year of true prosperity for all. Happy holidays from True Community Credit Union.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
J5 bringing us back for the fourth quarter here. 10 minutes on the clock. Jackson trails by 19. And they still never quite caught up to the halftime total for Terre State. They had 48 at the half. Jackson, if Terre State hadn't played at all, Jackson would still be down by three. There's a knockaway near steal by Terre State. Instead, we'll get a foul against Madison Montgomery trying to get the football or the basketball back.
I understand why you said football, though, because that felt like a football play.
There have been moments where somebody should get credit for a tackle. As Montgomery goes to the bench, Kiki Bugs back into the game. Shannon, Bugs, Bridgewater, Patton, and Davis on the floor now for the Jets. Inbound goes to Destiny White. No return for Olivia Howard, but it looks like she is getting taped up and going to put her shoe back on. So we'll see. O'Leary with the basketball now for Terre State. Left side for Bond. Now to the high post. And that's a knockaway there and a fast break chance for Kiki Bugs. Gets down low. And nice job to take your time and not feel rushed on that. She does a good job of finishing down there. 64-47, 9:26 to play. Jackson could use a few more of those steals and fast break points. White has it, gets a screen. Now going back, and Davis is going to get whistled for a block. A little off balance trying to recover on the crossover move and just made a little bump.
Really good crossover move by White. Kind of got Davis leaning the wrong way and had to reach out.
64-47. Terra State with the ball inbound, and White's going to take her time and use up that shot clock when they can. Now she takes off, gets down low, and nobody fouls, and she misses the shot. Patton with the rebound, running the floor. Passes out to Bridgewater, steps back, pull up long two off the front rim, and rebounded Terra State. It's O'Leary. She takes off. Now goes across to Danae Smith. Smith left wing for Bond. Looking for Boyer down low. Nothing there. Gets it out to Destiny White. White works to the right side of the floor and hands off where O'Leary continues to weave. Bond coming right side. Now reverses floor to the top. Boyer's going to drive from the elbow. Passes out. And Destiny White drives. Gets in deep. Floater off front rim. Rebounded by Jackson. On the run is Davis. And she's going to get down. Down low to Bridgewater. And that's a miss. That's a turnover for Jackson. They should have come away with points there. Steal attempt by Bridgewater. Can't quite get it. And now has to get it out to Danae Smith. Terra State. Smith down the lane. Tries to finger roll. Miss. Patton rebounds. Starts to run the break for Jackson. They got numbers if they hustle. Patton tries to get it down to Davis. Drops it off for Bugs. And there's a bucket. Jackson with a little run here to start the fourth quarter. Just under 8 minutes to go. And we get a timeout from the Terra State bench.
Olivia Howard got the ankle retaped and is coming back in. Terra State had seen enough of that Jackson College run.
Yeah, 30-second timeout here for Terra State. I think the coach wanted a full, but they're down to just this 30-second timeout. Although it says three up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he said he has two 30s left.
Two 30s left now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Official Peter Boyle there, clarifying for us. And I think here's John Lithgow reference. It's like a young Lithgow.
Yeah,
like
back when he was in like the movie Ricochet.
Oh, wow. Good reference. Denzel Washington, yeah. I was thinking more like even further back, I can't think of the name, Footloose.
I guess I didn't even know he was in Footloose.
You didn't know he's the reason they couldn't dance.
You might be mad at me about this, but I've never seen Footloose.
I'm not mad at you for it. I feel sorry for you because you're missing out on cinematic history.
Yeah,
learning how to dance with Chris Penn, that's a montage to behold. We're back underway here. Olivia Howard on the left wing. Back into the game after the ankles taped. We'll see how she looks. Three goes up for Terra State. Missed. Goodman rebounds. Gets down low to Danae Smith. Her shot putback is missed. And now it's going to go out of bounds. They say last touch Terra State. So Jackson's done a good job of coming away on these possessions without allowing buckets to Terra State. And really, they've just been missing shots and Jackson's rebounding. 7:26 to play. The lead is at 15 now, 64-49. Jackson coming over midcourt. Crossover going to left side for Bridgewater. Now down to Bugs on the block. Moves in the middle of the floor. Has it knocked away and recovered by Terra State.
Yeah, I think that was a case where Bugs kind of had her mind made up. She was going up with that. She turned in two Terra State players there. Unwise.
Back cut by Smith. Nice feed, and she gets the shot up. No good, but we're going to get a whistle, and I think that's going to go against Aaliyah Davis. Just Morris comes back into the game for Jackson.
Just heard one of the Terra State coaches tell her to focus and make these free throws. I guess that's good advice. I wonder how many players go up there not focused and try to miss them. But
I'm glad you said that.
All right, coach, I'll focus and I'll make these.
Positive affirmations, not a bad thing.
Okay. Focus and make them.
Smith toes the line. Didn't take the advice. That one goes offside rim. I don't know if it was the focus or maybe she's just rebellious.
I'm afraid to say this because the reverse jinx might happen again, but 0 for 4 right now.
Deep end. Shots up, and that one's good. Brian, you're the master of the reverse jinx tonight. 7 minutes to play. 65-49. I won't tell Coach Brown that you're helping them make free throws, though. Jackson on the offense down to Patton. She fakes a move to the middle. Turnaround jumpers missed. Rebounded Morris. She misses. Patton rebounds. Missed. Long rebound up to Shannon. Gives it up to Morris. Looking down low. Too many people down there. Bugs and Patton both in the same area, and we'll get a tie up and a jump ball. And I think the possession arrow is going to stay here with Jackson. Nope. Terra State.
A lot of times as coaches, we like to talk about spacing. That was a good video of lack of spacing.
Yeah, just
five jets on the same side of the floor, three of them in the lane.
Yep, and if there's two players next to each other on the block, then there's at least two defenders down there.
Yeah.
And that's how that turnover happened. 65-49, Howard back on the move. Didn't look slowed by her bum ankle there.
Nope.
Quick move to the basket. Also doesn't look like she's not tough enough. Like, if it did hurt, she'd never let anyone know. That's kind of my opinion of her. And I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Olivia Howard will pass it in here on the baseline for Terra State. Davis comes back into the game to give Casey Shannon a rest. Davis is going to try and have to be careful on the fouls the rest of the way. Inbound goes to Smith down on the block. Makes a move to the middle. Missed. Rebounded Bugs. Gets it out to Davis. Jackson on the run. Patton has her outlet pass knocked away by Destiny White. Patton comes back and steals it for Jackson. Davis gets it over to Bridgewater. She goes on the drive. Jump stop. Shot no good. Patton rebounded. Gets to Bridgewater instead. She takes a second attempt. Short again. Patton gets another strong rebound and a putback.
Patton with, and I don't really know how this is possible because it looked legal, but she just discarded Destiny White.
Yeah, she fully just took the ball.
Yeah.
But White was clinging to it as well. And this is quite a much smaller player, but Patton is, on that possession, she was not going to be denied a bucket at three attempts and the near steal that she stole back. So I'm pretty impressed by the tenacity for Jada Patton right now. And 65-51 leads down to 14. It's as close as it's been for a while. And so if you start to feel close and you still got about 6 minutes, you know you got to get these buckets every trip. Goodman on the drive. Has it knocked away by Morris. And still loose on the floor. Morris dives on it, trying to get it away, and she does to Bugs. Jackson coming down. Bugs picking up like she was going to do a little bit of a runner. And on a reach-in, we're going to foul against Terra State. Brian, that's their first team foul.
Yeah, and, if that's right and that's on Goodman, I have five for her.
And she will go to the bench. Into the game is O'Leary. Shannon back in for Jackson. She'll inbound here. Shannon, Morris, Bugs, Bridgestone, and Patton. Looking for Patton on the cut. Howard saw it coming. Patton makes the catch, and they'll get a foul against Howard. That was good body control by Patton to still make that catch. And Howard, however, still good awareness to know that that's where the pass was going to go.
And talk about the headiness of Howard. She quickly helped out Patton. You want to stay on her good side.
Inbound goes to Bugs in the post. Missed the shot. Good look and just a little too quick to get that trigger. But Jackson comes away scoreless here. 5:26 to play, 65-51. And now we get a whistle. 10-second call.
All right, Steve. It took us most of the game to find a mistake that Olivia Howard made. And she just took her time a little too much walking the ball up the court.
A little too casual, yeah. And, you know, it's I looked up at the clock, the shot clock, and then I thought, because when the officials have whistled like that, it's been a shot clock issue. But the shot clock said 19.
Yeah.
That had to be 10 seconds if the clock operator was doing right.
If it was Walt Paskett, I would question it, but Walt is just the official scorekeeper.
Yeah.
So
inbound goes to Bugs, 5:12 to play, 18 on the shot clock for Jackson. Shannon's got it deep. She'll work her way to the left side, gets it to Morris, and Destiny White with aggressive defense, and she's going to get whistled.
Destiny's starting to show a little frustration here, and this game's kind of gotten a little bit chippy here.
Yeah.
Both teams kind of going after one another.
Jackson with the ball. Morris right wing. Now to the high post for Bugs. Looking for Patton down low. Gets it to her. Shots missed. Patton with the rebound. Missed again. And looking for another chance. No, Smith's going to get it for Terra State, and they'll clear it out to Destiny White. Really good look for Patton down there. She's going to wish she had that one back.
Might be time for Olivia Howard.
She drives and dumps it off, and Boyer can say thank you for that open look. Destiny White hanging out, trying to Kylie Watson him again. Jackson gets away with it. Bridgestone's got it now. Left wing looking for Patton down low. Good pass, and Patton gets in the middle of the lane. Missed the shot, and rebound attempt. We're going to get a foul, I think, against Jada, or are we just calling it out? No, we're going to get a foul.
I don't know if that was a frustration at the miss bunny or what, but.
Mentioned Montgomery coming in to give Patton a breather. And, you know, those couple misses could be for just a little tired.
Yeah.
She's been playing hard, very hard, for the entirety of this quarter.
She has been working hard.
So you let her get a breather, and then you get her back in. 4:21 to play, 67-51, now out to a 16-point advantage for Terra State. 17 after the free throw make by Kania Boyer. Second attempt coming with 4:21 to play in the fourth quarter. And that one is off front rim. Rebounded by O'Leary, and Terra State will keep it. Howard at the top. Jab steps, drives past the defense, off the backboard. And you can tell the ankle doesn't feel great, but she's running through it. Nice drive by Bridgewater. Finger rolls missed. Rebounded by Bugs, and her putback is good. Kiki Bugs has been playing much better in the second half as well for Jackson. 70-53 our score. Jackson still trails by 17, 3:51 to go. Howard working against Shannon. Gets into the paint. Cross-court pass and a good open look for O'Leary. And we get a whistle, and that's going to be away from the ball. Loose ball foul against. That's going to go against Boyer.
Steve, 3:41. Jackson's still playing hard, but just can't ever seem to kind of get through that, you know, 15-point barrier.
Yeah. We got a little out-of-town scoreboard courtesy of GOC. Looks like we got a final. Mott over Kellogg Community College, 52-33.
For all the big community college fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
MCCA. There's an open three for Davis. No, they call it a long 2 foot on the line, but it still counts for two. 70-55. And Davis has shown she's got that range.
Yeah, we saw that a lot in the first quarter, just haven't seen it much since.
Howard on the drive gets a screen deep against Patton. Patton trying to stay grounded and not commit a foul, but that makes it an easy bucket for Howard. Up the floor quickly for Jackson. Bridgewater gets past the defense, loses it though, and Terra State on the run out. And nice hustle by Davis. Danae Smith pulls up, misses. Box out by Montgomery. He's going to go out of bounds, and they'll call it off Terra State. If you get that good rebounding position, I think Montgomery even maybe touched that last, but the defender or the other player had to come over her back kind of to get that knocked away. So they get awarded with the ball, and Jackson's got it, trailing by 17, 2:50 to play, fourth quarter. Three-pointer in the corner for Bridgestone is a miss, rebounded by Smith, and now time's kind of Jackson's enemy, and they do kind of need to fire up those triples quickly and then come down and work on defense. Destiny White hands off to Denise Smith, now down to Boyer. Pump fakes, and on the baseline, back to the basket, spins out. Smith open for a long two-point shot, and knocks it down.
Smith, who's played hard for Terra State, relieved to finally see one go. She's gotten a lot of good shots off, just hadn't made one.
Bridgestone right wing. Clears it out of there to Shannon. Makes a move now, distributes. There's an open look for Davis, and she'll hit. And they call that another long two.
Aaliyah Davis just keep knocking him down with a foot on the line.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of our women's tilt here. Stay tuned. We got the men coming up next. And Denise Smith working against Patton. Patton really playing good defense with her feet. Gets the looking for the knockaway against the reach-in foul.
That's tough when you play that good 5 seconds of good D with your feet, keeping them in front, and then you bail them out with just a little reach.
True, but I think there's that urgency that we got to get turnovers. We can't just play good defense here with our feet. We got to make something happen. And so the Terra State team now with the 17-point advantage on the free throw attempts, they'll send everybody back.
with 1:46 to go, urgency level is at a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Free throw miss comes off the heel for Danae Smith.
Danae having a tough game today, shooting the basketball, but doing a lot of the other things well for Terra State.
And once again, you reverse jinx her. She knocks that one down, nothing but net. Minute 43 to play. Jackson with the ball. Aaliyah Davis. And she gets it left side for Bridgestone. Picked up her dribble. Was stuck there for a moment. Bridgestone working against Destiny White. Now to the top for Pat. She's going to go from there on the drive. We're going to get a hand check on the defense.
Hey, number one is the shooter. Press breaker.
So foul, and that's bonus free throws here for Jada Patton. Former Viking, current Jet.
Working hard.
Come on, let's go.
Going to work.
Going to work. And that looks like we got timeout. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. I'll get a drink of water, and we'll be back to wrap up this game here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Minute 26 to play, 75-57. The score, Terra State in front. And free throws coming from Jada Patton after the quick timeout here. And that one's a miss.
Trying to think of a way I could do a little reverse jinx for Jada. Well, let me do it. You know, Jada's missed her last three free throws. Just not feeling great about this one. Dang, it didn't work.
That one goes off side rim. You can't do it if it's on purpose. When you,
oh, okay. Yeah.
No, your reverse was on purpose. Ah, we'll figure it out. Still working on it.
Early in the season for us.
Brooklyn Karowski comes back in. This is the our last radio game, our first and our last radio game for Jackson until after the break for the holidays. But they're at home January 3rd, and we might be here for that one. But we're thinking about 10 of these Jackson Jets games on the radio here for Fox Sports 101.9. Thanks to Mark Daly for cutting his Talkback Jackson sports show short today so that we could come out live to the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse. Minute to play, Terra State. Kind of eating up the shot clock down to 2-1. And that was a violation. 54.4 to play. 75-57 is the score.
Jackson fighting to the end here. Down 18, still hustling.
Inbound, and Davis waiting to pick it up until she gets over midcourt. I think we've got kind of a zone defense here by Terra State. Shannon's going to get it down to Montgomery, knocked away. Gets it loose to Shannon. 45 seconds. Casey Shannon on the move. Drops it off to Montgomery down to the block. She's doubled, but slid her pivot foot before she went to make her move and called for a travel.
She tried to make a nice move. Kania Boyer, though, just walled her.
Yeah, doubled him up right there. And here comes Danae Smith looking to get it down to Bond. Top for Boyer. 29 seconds. Jackson trying to get a knock away. Boyer goes on the move. Drops it off for Bond. Steps back. Long two-point shot. Missed. Rebounded Casey Shannon. Running up the right sideline. Spin move. Almost has it knocked away. And now she does lose it. And another scrum on the floor with 10.8. And they're still diving. Some skinned up knees. Have to get treatment from the trainer on those.
You know, though, that's why a lot of these girls are playing at a collegiate level for just plays just like that. They're just competitive. Mm-hmm. They don't care that it's 10 seconds left in a 18-point game. They want to compete.
Yeah. Good inbound by Shannon Montgomery. Has her shot blocked. Rebounds it. Passes out to Davis for three. And that one is a triple. Davis makes three straight shots here at the end. One of them's a triple. And with 2 seconds left, that should be it. 75-60 will be our final. Jackson with a good effort in the second half, but after getting that rough second quarter was, you know, without that, everything looks a little different. But 75-60 is our final. The Jackson women fall to Terra State. And we'll go ahead and take 3 minutes here now as we shift to the post game. And we'll let Brian do some addition over here and figure out our point totals. And we'll give you those as we shift then from post game to pregame. The men up next, Jackson and Terra State. Men's hoops here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM coming up after a 3-minute break.